that is the conclusion of The Weight of the World by Sizzy. As you may have anticipated, pretty heavy. Haha. Okay, sorry. But really good stuff. I love it so much. I don't know. I really like that last track. It's so nice. It's just like a really nice groove, and that lead is so smooth to just like lose yourself to. I don't know. Really nice. Anything you want? Yeah, I agree. Anything else, Harrison?
I agree again.
Yeah.
It's a nice ending, and it's very common.
Yeah.
I know it gets super intense. I think a lot of tracks did this in the past. Like, I know Son Holo, during COVID, he dropped a bunch of tracks, and one of them was this track that constantly just built and built and built, and then it sort of faded away, and that was a trend recently.
Mm.
This is one of them that I find fulfilling.
Yeah.
Like, sonically, because it goes and goes and gets to that place, but then there's actually that ramp up, and then you feel it, and there's the payoff.
Right.
And then at the end, instead of just ending, there's this moment of
like resolution, kind of.
Of reflection of.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's
where. What is the Son Holo word? The, he calls it IDM, like, or what is it? It's emotional dance music? Or is that it? Emotional dance music?
Yeah. And it's so interesting, because at the end, it's like the sound that sounds peaceful in this. And I mean, this is all, you know, like this kid who grew up in the digital age, but it's texting.
Yeah.
Right? Like, obviously, like, that's not a natural sound, but.
Right, but it is, like, relaxing, because it's like, you know, all the noise cuts away, and it's just, you only hear the haptic feedback, and you really only hear that on your phone when you're, like, by yourself texting, or, like, you know, in a comfortable spot. Yeah, that's a really good detail. I didn't even think of that.
It's very, like, musicologists could go deep on this album.
Yeah.
Like, very deep. I wish it came out while I was still in college so I could write a big paper about it, because I would.
That would be so sick if you wrote a Sizzy album. It would be sick if you wrote a Sizzy album, but also if you wrote a paper on Sizzy's album.
I once wrote a paper about Alice in Wonderland.
Yo.
And my teacher was like, this is a stretch.
Really?
Because it was about Lewis Carroll and then the DJ.
But,
and I was drawing random parallels, and I was like, that's the point. The point was that it's not actually a true parallel, it's just random.
The point is, I wanted to write about Alice in Wonderland.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I wrote about Porter's when he did the like VR set over COVID, kind of like sophomore year. I wrote about that. Yeah, that, like,
I wish they brought that back. That was so much better than everything else.
It was really sick. I loved that online venue. Like, it was really killer. I would also love to go check out Second Sky sometime, too.
Yeah.
If I ever get the chance.
I agree.
Yeah. Well.
That was the Sizzy EP. Album, not EP.
Album, yeah. Album, not EP.
I hope you appreciate that. She's wonderful, and we stan.
We really do. She's been killing it lately. Do you know what's up next for Sizzy, by any chance?
No idea.
No idea.
No idea at all.
Worth a shot.
Yeah. Oh well, I DM Sizzy all the time, and they never respond. So
really.
Yeah.
Just hitting them up, like, every day. Please respond.
No, because they have such good takes. Like, everything they post on their story is so good.
It's
so good.
They post
Alexander Panos, and Alexander Panos is really cool and has, like, really interesting, very... Who was it like? Was it, like, Flume, but just really soft? I recommend you check out Alexander Panos.
Alexander Panos. I'll add it. Yeah.
Yeah. And so they posted him, and then they also posted Subi Club, who's back.
Who's back, and I'm geeking about this. Like, Subi Club's, okay, for those who don't know, Subi Club just released Laced Up. They've been working on it for 40 months. It is a video project that also has a song attached to it, or like a song project that also has a video attached to it. I don't really know. It's like a multimedia project, I guess. And it's killer. Like, I was like vibrating while watching it. Like, I literally had tears in my eyes. It was crazy. Like, it just oozes passion. It's so good.
And the deep Subi Club lore that isn't really deep lore is that they dropped this one song called Burbank House,
mm-hmm.
2-3 years ago. And it was massive. And it's such a dope song. And all these people were like, this is it. This person is going to be huge. And then they didn't follow it up with anything.
With anything. I know. I was like,
the biggest fall off of all time.
Yeah. Like,
but it also wasn't a fall off because the song was so good that the hype kept. And now they still have a sizable base of people who are just so stoked that they're back and dropping stuff again.
Like, I was trying to express how cool this was to someone who doesn't know Subi Club, you know? And it was so hard because I was like, so they just made this video and it's super sick. And it's like, it's mad impressive that they had 1,000 people at the debut, like, 15, 20 minutes before it even dropped. Like, that's unheard of for digital creators in this age who have gone off the map for like 3.5 years, you know, like no one keeps a fan base that hard. And like, as soon as I saw the like Subi Club logo, I was like, oh, we are so back, you know, like I was so ready for like the next hit, because Burbank is just crazy. Burbank House is insanely good, and such a unique vibe too. Like, you know, it really came out around the time of like the hyperpop explosion, I feel like, but like wasn't as like purely chaotic as like the rest of it, I feel like. Like, it was very, I don't know, it's very structural in comparison, and I really liked that.
It falls in this different area, which is the sort of the Quadecas, Jaleel.
Yeah.
It's like that sound. In fact, I saw them all play at Formfest.
Oh, I think I remember you showed me that, right? Because Subi Club had, like, Genshin visuals.
Maybe.
Or something.
There's some wild... That was a wild show. Jaleel was lifting Eric DOA. but Subi Club was there. Really cool. There were, like, 6 stage dives during his set, which was also hilarious. But off the map, now is back. We are so back.
Go check out Laced Up right now on YouTube. Maybe not right now if you're tired, but like, it's so good. It's like 9 minutes, probably 7 minutes without the credits. And
the video's so good.
Video's insane. Like, if you grew up playing any kind of video games, or honestly just like involved in pop culture like at all, I think you're gonna get a kick out of it. Like, there's really cool animation styles and all kinds of different, like, video styles in it. And all the transitions are, like, so, so smooth.
It's dope.
And it's got, like, cool, like, hidden story kind of part to it, I think.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's interesting. It's really fun. I'm really geeking out to it. I have, like, a playlist where I'm adding one song to it every day, and I put, like, Burbank House as, like, a placeholder for Laced Up, because Laced Up isn't out yet on streaming. So it's like, I'll add it back on Wednesday, like, later. But yeah, I'm really excited for that to drop, because it's going to be on loop for a bit.
Indeed.
So, yeah. Okay. On that note, it is 10 minutes past my show now. I kind of want to play the other tracks still, but I'm, like, so tired. What to do? I honestly...
Should we just...
What were you going to say?
What were you going to say?
I was going to say, I think I might wait to play Porter until next week, because I want to be, like, awake and able to talk about it all.
Mm. And emotional enough to cry about it.
Exactly.
All.
Yeah, I definitely cried listening to that. I did stay up and listen to it after the show last night, and I listened to it like 3 times before I went to bed. So I don't know what the heck I was talking about. I was like up till like.
That was great. I was really worried about that album. And the more and more I listen to it, the more and more I like it.
Yeah, the first time listening to it, I was like, it was like very different from what I was expecting. Like I did know it was going to be more of this kind of like poppy, self-reflective / analysis on fans and stuff like that. Like I kind of expected all of that, but I had no idea that he was going to have such a like strong combination of like styles that we haven't heard before. You know, like the Frost Children collab has like really pretty acoustic guitar mixed with like just super distorted synth, you know, and it's a really nice, I don't know, I feel like the whole album kind of reeks of this really nice balance of like the digital nostalgia of growing up with the internet in like 2006 and onward, and the serene beauty of everyday natural life, you know, like I don't know how to describe it, but like I feel like that's the like two emotions that he like really pulled in on this album.
I agree. It's a really beautiful project.
Yeah.
The more at first I was upset because it wasn't what I wanted.
Yeah.
And then the more I listened, the more it grew on me, the more I became okay with it, and it's pretty special.
Yeah. I like it. I really like Easier to Love You. I think that might be my favorite track. Mm-hmm. It's just so pretty.
So go smile and stream that.
Yeah, go smile. That's the name of the album. And go stream Porter's new stuff. Really good. Lots of emotional stuff. Lots of really abstract stuff. I think he was like, he did an AMA and someone asked like, okay, I'm like, I know some of it's just absurd, but like, I really like looking into lyrics. What is Perfect Pinterest Garden all about? And he literally was like, yeah, I don't know. I think the perspective changes in that song like every 2 lines. So, like, just deal with it. Little dose of absurdity, little dose of crazy, heart wrenching Porter emotions, and really nice sound design all the way through. Some of those synths, like the Russian Roulette synth and the Cheerleader synth, are crazy.
Yeah.
Have you heard Cheerleader live yet?
No.
I heard, so Maddion dropped it when I went to see him a couple weeks ago, and it blew me out of the water. I did not expect it to go that hard live.
Wow.
But everyone was tearing it up. Like, it's exciting. I cannot wait for your first Cheerleader experience. It's super sick.
I'm excited too.
But on that note, I think I am probably going to take off. I'm pretty tired. We'll do the Heritage one. We'll play that one because you recommended it, and that'll be a great way to like ease off of the show with a Heritage banger.
The Heritage banger, and everyone, this is an important announcement. If you're listening on headphones, like use headphones for this track.
Yes.
If you do not have the access to a speaker that has deep bass that you can crank.
Okay, so I'm going to blare it in the studio and probably get
kicked out.
Because
I will say, this song on like laptop speakers or anything, I used normal speakers today, and the only time I could really get it is headphones or them all the way up.
Jeez, really? Okay.
But trust me, when you do, it's cool.
Okay. I'm gonna do it. If I can't get it in here, I should be able to get it in the radio, but if I can't get it in the radio station, we got our studio set up and we got some nice monitor speakers, so we'll be able to blare it in the house. So that'll be fun.
Boom.
But thanks for joining, Harrison. I don't know if I will call back on after this, so I think this will be our goodbyes. Anything you want to say to the Button Pushers fam for goodnight?
Good night.
Love
you all.
Love you all. Long time. All right. Here is Heritage, or sorry, here is Lyss, LYSS by Heritage. I also see a collab with Rec No on this EP. Exciting. I want to see it. But yeah, it's This is direct from Harrison. Turn that bass up. I'm going to crank it in the studio. And remember to stream the new Porter Robinson. Remember to stream the new Suvi Club. And I don't know, any other projects we got our eyes on right now, Harrison?
Everything.
Everything. Stream everything. Music is beautiful. I don't know, stream the new Elohim. That's pretty good. It's not that new, but it's like, alright, Power of Panic or something. Really, really good. Anyway, have a good night. Here's Liss, or yeah, L-Y-S-S by Heritage. Peace, all.
In your heart. until I see you. But still, you want it. Stop. You can't believe what you believe. Oh, the disco infiltrator will leave. Oh, stupid B. Oh, stupid B. Oh, but still, we want it. Stop. You can't shake your waist. Thank you.
All right, everybody in the car, let's go.
What are we going to do first when we get there, Mom? Go for a hike?
Sure.
What about canoeing? Can we go canoeing, too?
I don't see why.
How long does it take to get to the forest?
It's not that far, sweetie.
Are we there yet?
Yep, we're here.
Already?
It's a short drive from your neighborhood to your naturehood. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a neighborhood park or green space near you. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the U.S. Forest Service.
Hey, little thing, what you think about you and me? Well, I've been looking, been looking around. You're the only one I see. Well, I want your love, want it now. I need your love, need it now. Baby, 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 tell me what you're feeling now, now, now. No more, baby, I ain't gonna wait. I said, so long, waiting all my life for you. But you've been looking, been looking fine, doing all the things that you do. Where you keep on making, lose my mind. Why you keep on taking your sweet time?
the salami, Tommy. You with the gravy, Davy. Everybody eats when they come to my house. Try a tomato plate too. Here's cacciatore, Dory. Taste the bologna, Tony. Everybody eats when they come to my house. I fix your favorite dishes, hoping this good food fills ya. Work my hands to the bone in the kitchen alone. You better eat if it kills ya. Pass me a pancake, Mandrake. Having a derby, Irby. Look in the Fendel, Mendel. Everybody eats when they come to my house. Hannah, Davy, Tommy, Dora, Mandrake. Everybody eats when they come to my house. Pasta Fazula, Tallulah. Oh, do have a bagel, Fagel. Now don't be so bashful, Nashville. Everybody eats when they come to my house. Hey, this is a party, Marty. There, you get the cherry, Jerry. Now look, don't be so picky, Mickey. 'Cause everybody eats when they come to my house. All of my friends are welcome. Don't make me coax you, moax you. Eat the tables, the chairs, the napkins, who cares? You gotta eat if it chokes you. Oh, do have a knish, Nisha. Ask him the latke, Matke. Chili con carne for Barney. Everybody eats when they come to my house. Face, Buster, Share, Chops, Fump. Everybody eats when they come to my house. Everybody eats when they come to my
what is left of them, I take to sleep. again, where I dare pretend I'm more than I seem. Tears get triggered, yours remind me of the ice melting in my glass. Finally full again, so I listen for your lips to break apart to work.
Do you love classic rock but hate the lack of variety on classic rock stations? Then tune in to Classic Rock Mine. Classic Rock Mine delivers classic rock that rocks. From bands you know like Grand Funk Railroad, Mott the Hoople, and Uriah Heep, to bands you don't know like the Flower Traveling Band, Papo's Blues, and Nectar. Classic Rock Mine. It's the best classic rock you've never heard. Saturday nights from 9 to 11 on 91.5 WMFO Medford. Tufts University Radio.
While you just stayed in your room, I saw the crescent.